Okay, wait, sorry. Today's daf is daf Samaches. We're holding the fourth line from the top of the umid, where the Gemara begins, Omar Ula, Machloikis Shishbiach V'lepsoif Pogam. What Machloikis are we talking about, Rabbi Yisai? You recall we had yesterday the Mishnah, Raisa, on the back, on the bottom of Samach Zayin Umid Beis. What was the Machloikis? Machloikis was the Gabi Noisin Tam Livgam. If you have a mashke, which is osur, such as yayin nesach, or yayin shel truma, which is osur for a zor, and it pours into a machel, into a food, but instead of giving it a pleasant taste, it gives it a tam livgam. What's the halacha? A machloikis. Back in our Mishnah on Samach Hei Amid Beis, it was a dover poshit. If you go back to the Mishnah Samachei Amid Beis, at the end of the Mishnah it says, Zeh HaKlal Kol Shem HaNa'osai B'Noisin Tam. That means it's Noisin Tam L'Shvach Osa. If that Dvar Isser gives a pleasant Tam, everybody agrees about it, it's Osa. Kol She'em HaNa'osai B'Noisin Tam. Meaning it's Noisin Tam L'Vgam. The Mishnah said it's Mutter. And the Mishnah gave an example of going choymitz. Choymitz is vinegar, shenofel al gabe grisin, that falls into beans. Hey, what a terrible taste! Then the halacha is, it's mutter. That's what it said in the Mishnah. But yesterday in the Gemara we saw that it was a machloikis. Machloikis between two giants, Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. Stam Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon bar Yechoy. If you go back to Samach Zayin Amud Beis, in the middle of the Amud, towards the end of the line, it says, V'atanya, Echad Noisin Tam Lifgam, V'echad Noisin Tam Lishvach Osur. Remember, Reb Meir said that even a Noisin Tam Lifgam is Osur. Reb Shimon Oimer, Lishvach is Osur. But Lifgam is Mutter. Noisin Tam Lifgam is Mutter. What was the basis of Reb Meir and Reb Shimon? We already brought yesterday. Reb Meir learns it from the Klei Midyan, where it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Melchama with Midyan, said to Klal Yisrael, you gotta go and kasher all the kalim, all the pots and pans, all the cutlery that you have now taken in booty from Midyan. You gotta kasher them. The Pasuk says, Kol Dovar Sheyovei Ba'esh, Taviru Ba'esh V'Toher. All of those things that normally you use in fire, like grills and things of that nature, you have to do Libun. V'chol Asher Lo Yavi Ba'esh, whichever you don't put into fire itself, but rather, like our stoves, where you cook it over the flame, then Taviru B'Moyim. All you have to do is Hag'ola, meaning you have to put it into hot water. Why do you have to put it into hot water? After all of the clay midyan, the bliyos that we are concerned about, the absorptions in the walls, aren't these all noisin tam levgam? And nevertheless, the Torah says, get rid of them. You cannot use them. You're not allowed to use a non-kosher kli unless you kasher them. Says Ramey, you see, noisin tam levgam is osur. And Reb Shimon disagreed. Where did Reb Shimon take his halacha that noisin tam levgam is mutter from the halacha of Nevela? Says in the Pasuk, we and you are not allowed to eat Nevela, but you can go and give it to the Ger Toishev. So the Gemara learns from that, if it's ro'oi le Ger Toishev to eat, it's Korean Nevela. Then it's considered to be Isser. But if it's not ro'oi le Ger to eat, it's not considered to be Nevela. In other words, if it gives a Tam Livgam, then it is Mutter. Machloikis, Reb Meir, and Reb Shimon. Now we have a machloikis. Exactly where is the machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon? A machloikis between Ula and Reb Yoichanan. So Ula begins on the fourth line, Oma Ula machloikis. The machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon is not so poshut by every noisim tam levgam. It's only in a case of shishbiach v'lebsoif poigein or lebsoif nivgam, that you started off with that it's mashbiach, and only subsequently is there a pegam. A pegam yikara divya koil is mutter. Now, what is the case of hishbiach v'lepsoif pogam? So we already had that yesterday, as you recall, on the Amud Aleph, with the Gemara, back on the Amud Aleph, Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said towards the top of the Amud, that there's a difference between whether the choymitz, the vinegar, fell into the greasin when they were ready hot. Think to yourself, Shabbos morning, you have a delicious chulent, you can't wait to eat it for Kiddush, together with the kegel, and then by accident a bottle of vinegar falls into the chulent. Oy vavoy, it's almost as bad as Chorban Beis Mikdashenu. How can you go and eat now this chulent with this terrible vinegar taste in it? Then kuli alma moida, that's what we call poige meikara. From the moment that the vinegar fell in, it was a destroyed chulent. You can't even think about eating the chulent at that point. That says our Mishnah, that was mutter. However, if nofal letoich grease and soinanim, initially it fell into cold beans, and the cold beans and the vinegar presumably sat there for a bit, and it soaked in, this delicious vinegar, and then virsichon, and then you cooked it up after it was already immersed in this wonderful vinegar. Said then Gemara, nasa kimishish biach, flipsoif poigim vi osur. That is a case of ishbiach. In other words, apparently, vinegar falling into beans is good. It gives them a geshmaka taste. If you don't believe it, try it out and experiment at home. Go and buy a bunch of beans. Instead of putting it into the chulin, put it into a kli. Pour on top of it some vinegar. Let it steep there for a little bit. And then eat it and see whether it's geshmak or not. Our Gemara says it's biach. Yes, it is geshmak. And after that, if you go and heat it up, then it's gefährlich. Don't even think of serving that at Kiddush, or your guests will never come a second time. So therefore, there's a difference between pogam meikara, which is that when the vinegar fell in. Now remember, the reason why we're talking about vinegar is because this vinegar happens to be osur. How did vinegar become osur? Let's assume that this was vinegar that was originally from wine-based vinegar, and the wine was Yayin Nesach, so then automatically the vinegar has a din of Yayin Nesach. It could also be that the original wine was Truma wine, that only Kehanim were allowed to go and drink from it. Now it became vinegary, but still a Zor is not allowed to drink from it. So Vaita, it's Isur. It could also be as a result of Arla or Kelaya Kerem. But the point is that there's a difference between Pogam me'ikaroi and ishbiach flipsoif pogam. The way we learned yesterday, we assumed that the machloket between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon was a case of pogam me'ikaroi. That initially, when the vinegar fell in, boom, it ruined the machl. Machloket between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, are you allowed to eat the machl now under the influence of this pogam, which has been caused by the vinegar? However, what happens if you have a case of grease and soinanim, that there were cold beans, and initially as a result of the cold beans and the vinegar, in fact, now the beans are easier to eat, they're more pleasant, there's a nois and tam lishvach. But after that, here's sichon, and then you warm it up subsequently, that's what we call hishbiach, flipsoif poigim, said the Gemara yesterday, everybody agrees that that would be osur, because once you have the hishbiach, now it's geschmack, it's tremendous. Even though later on, when you heated it up, it became nivgam, sorry, it was already osir from the moment that it was hishbiach. That's how we learned yesterday. So, pogam meikara, we said, is that's kuli alma moida, that's where it is mutter. Hishbiach, lipsaif, pogam, that's what we said, is a machlekes. Now what our Gemara is saying is the other way around. Says Ula, Machloikish Ishbiach Vlapsay Pogam. If it was Ishbiach initially, and after that it was Pogim, that's where the Machloikis is, that Reb Meir says that since it was Ishbiach at the outset, even though now it is Pogum, it remains Asur, because from the moment of the Ishbiach, it was already Asur. So there's nothing you can do to undo that Ishbiach, it remains Asur. Says Reb Shimon, no. Enoch and Ami, there was stuck a period in time that it was Ishbiach. But since, because of the heating up now, it has become Nivka, Mutzalach. However, Avopogam Ikara, if there was a Pgam at the very outset, Divri Hakol Mutter, everybody would agree that it was Mutter, because when the Isser fell in, it didn't give additional taste, pleasant taste. It was poigim. It made it terrible. Who wants to even look at it, smell it? It's gefährlich to be a kolmut. Toises points out that based on this, we cannot say that the makoir of Remeir is like we learned yesterday, because Remeir said we learned from the klei midyan that automatically, since the bliyos, the absorptions in the walls of the kailim, are nois and tam levgam, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Raboisa, you gotta go and kasha these kalim because it has that tam livgam. What do you mean? We just said now, Ula says, Poga meyikore divya hakol mutter. Everybody holds its mutter. Why would they have to go and kasha the kalim? So, Einachanami, Remeir is not, the Makoyer of Remeir is not the psukim of Giulei Nochrim like we learned yesterday, but rather because he holds that the reason why they had to go and kasher the kelim there is because they were in fact nois and tam lishvach. They were all bas yoimes, that like we had yesterday. If you look quickly at the toises here, about four toises from the bottom of the omid, omer ula machloik lebishbiyah v'soy pogam hashet tzorachloim ula deloy pligi remei reb shimon v'kroy deliel. It's not the machloikis that we had yesterday. The test of the bach adds in of giulei oivdei kechovim udenevela. That's not the makoyer. The imkain lehav a mistaber lechalik ben yishbiach l'tzoy pogam lepogam yikaroi. There's no reason to distinguish between the two, because then, according to Remeir, even pogam yikaroi should be asur, just like the giule oivdei kechavim. And it's more a pligi. It's machlokes in svara. The Remeir sabek kim yishbiach meyikara b'shas nefila v'chal israelah. Once it becomes osir, you ask the Ruv says it's usir, because the it's now a nois and tam lishvach, shuvein liheter, gam kipogam achri kain, even though later on it was nivkam, but at the moment it was usir, and you can't go and reverse history. Rabbi Shimon said, no, kim dehash pogama, hu shari. Since at this time it's pogam, it's mutter. It's having nothing to do with the psukim of yesterday. Okay, Zerafite. Getting back to our Gemara, Eisvei Rav Choga Ula. Rav Choga asks Ula from the following brisa: Yayin shenofel l'toich adashim. Adashim is, you know, are lentils. So you have yayin nesach l'moshel that fell into lentils, or choymitz. Choymitz is esig, is vinegar. Shenofel l'toich grisin falls into the beans. Shtei tu asur. Reb Shimon matir. And when Rav Choga was learning the brisa, he assumed we're talking about hot greasen. In other words, a finished chulent. In the chulent Shabbos morning, the choymitz pours in, ay v'avai. That's what we call poigim me'ikara. When the vinegar fell in, it was poigim it immediately, not subsequently, on the spot. As it fell in, it was poigim. What does it say here in the Braisa? Machloikis remeiv Reb Shimon. Freik the Gemara zok Rav Choga leula v'ahaga de poga meikaruhu. Since the case of the brisa we assume is talking about that the choymitz fell into hot grease and hot beans, in other words, into a cholin, kuli alma moide, that's poigim meikara. Yet there's a machloikis between the Meir and Reb Shimon and Upligi. And you said a moment ago, ula, that poga meikara divya koil mutar. Amar Ula, so Ula responded to Rav Choga, he said, Choga, loy meid yoda maiko amri rabbonon. Rav Choga, with all due respect, you don't understand the poshib shot in this braisa. So you have to kamoisim and you're asking kashis on me. Meaning that the whole premise of your kasha is that the braisa is talking about a case where the choymitz fell into or spilled into a hot chulent. You're wrong. It fell into cold beans. And we already established before, when it falls into cold beans, it's mashbiach. Those beans are now delicious. It's tremendous. It's like all of those people that like pouring vinegar as your salad dressing into salad. I personally do not like it. But there are people that do. There are people that actually pay money to buy salad dressing, which includes vinegar, and they put it in lechatchila. I can't see it, I can't smell it, but that's how a lot of people like it. So the same thing, if it falls into cold beans, it's geschmack, gewaldig, tremendous. But after that versichem, after that you heated it up. So what is that case? That's the nasa kemisha ishbiach case. Initially it was great, and after that there was a pegam, and that's where we have the machloikis in this brisa between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, and that's what Ula said at the outset. Machloikis shishbiach for the psayif pogam. That's where the machloikis is. Says Ula to Rav Chaga, you made a bubu. That's the brisa is talking about my case of hishbiach for the psayif pogam. That's where the machloikis is. But in a chanami, if it would be pogam meikara, kuli alma moide, that it would be mutter. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says, I disagree with Ula, and I learned like we learned yesterday. And what does that mean, yesterday? Bepoigim Eikar is the machloikis. The machloikis is at the outset, when the vinegar hit the hot chulent. That's a poigim Eikar. I don't know that anybody would want to eat from the chulent, but if a person does eat from it, is he oiver and iser, or is it mutar? Dr. Rabbi Yochanan, that's the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, the poigim meikara, and the mekoyroi side, like we learned yesterday, that Reb Meir says, I learned from the clay midyon, from giulei oivdei kechovim, that since you have to kasher all the kalim, this is not, you know, prehistoric times of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is bizman hazeh. Anybody that wants to go and buy an antique pot or pan or cutlery, especially those people that love ancient silver cutlery, which were used by Goyim, so you have to go and purge the bliyos from them. Why? These antique cutlery hasn't been used for the last 100 years. Why do I have to go and purge it? It's only any bliyos and noisen tam levgam. Nevertheless, the Torah says, you gotta kasher it. So you see that noisen tam levgam is osir. That was the mekoyer of Reb Meir. And Reb Shimon, of course, had his mekoyer from the Vela. Dr. Reb Yochanan, that's the machloikis like we learned yesterday. But now the question is, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold about the case of Hishbiach v'le Psaif Pogam? Rabbi Yochanan was silent about that. Would you say everybody agrees that it's awesome? Because initially it was Mashbiach, and therefore initially it had a Gishmaketam, and you can take away that Isser once it's established. May the machloikis, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is both poigi meikara and tishbiach lipsay pogam. So dimora teiku tishbi yitakt. Omer of Amram, efshir isa lahod Rabbi Yochanan with a tiny law b'masnisin, says Rav Amram, Rabbi Yochanan has said very, very clearly that the machloikis is by poigi meikara. And Rabbi Yochanan had a lot of opposition because Ula, as you see at the top of the Amud, disagreed. He says, by poigim meikara d'riyakol mutter. So says now Rav Amram, the great sage Rabbi Yochanan, if he said something, he must have shtark mekoyrais. He must have a very strong source. I'm sure we can find a Mishnah price is something that will tell us, like Rabbi Yochanan, that the machloikis is by poigim meikara. Nofak dok v'yashkach. He in fact went out, did his due diligence, and he found a Mishnah. Agamora says the Sanya, but it's corrected on the side, and in fact, it's a Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? In Mesechtes Orla. What does it say, Mishnah Mesechtes Orla? Or shel chulin shenafel etoicho isa, v'yesh boi kedei lahachmitz v'hechmitza. A person had an isa. Isa means dough, a batter of dough, and he or she wanted to make chalas, matzes, cake, bread, whatever. Initially, they put in sa'or. We always used to type sa'ar to mean yeast. However, nowadays they type it sourdough. And perhaps that's the very popular sourdough chalas that all the people seem to like nowadays. Anyway, so if you have sourdough shel chulin, chulin means it's normal, regular, kosher, it fell into isa, into a batter, into a isa, into dough. And there was enough of that sourdough to cause the Isa to rise. And it worked. The boy said, Mazel Tov, the Isa rose to the occasion, and now it's going to be a delicious bread, a delicious challah. And then before we finished putting this Isa into the oven to bake, the Yakach Nafal Sa'or Shel Truma, Oy Sa'or Shel Kloy HaKerem, now another Sa'or fell in. And that Sa'or, unfortunately, was either Truma, which means it would only be Mutter L'Kahanim and not to Yisrael, or was Kloy HaKerem, which is also to everybody. And guess what? V'yesh B'Kedei L'Hachmet. And this was also enough to cause it to rise. But it already rose. Says Rashi, by adding the additional sourdough, guess what happens to the dough? It became sour. In fact, it was no longer good. It was sour. Rashi says it. I didn't make it up. That now, since it was already enough sa'or in it, by adding even more sa'or, it only made it sour. So what does it say here in the Mishnah? Are you allowed to go and eat from this Isa? Shteked on the Mishnah, says the Tanakam it's Osir, presumably Tanakam is Reb Meir, who said Osir back on the Amud Beis. Reb Shimon is Mater, Reb Shimon says it's Mutter. So now, says Rav Amram, let's analyze what is the case of this Mishnah. Here it's a Poga Me'ikara, meaning that when the Sa'or of Truma, or the Sa'or of Kloya Kerem fell in, they were poigim it immediately. Not that it first was mashbiach, and then it was poigim. It was poigim immediately. Well, why don't you say it was mashbiach immediately? Because I didn't need the sa'ar of truma or of klei hakerem. The dough had already risen to the occasion, to the maximum necessary or desirable, and now by adding in it, it's like something that was sufficiently salted, and Yadi decided to go and put in more salt. Oh, no problem. I mean, it was wonderful. And I don't have to tell you, if you put in too much salt, it's inedible. Same thing is, it already had enough sa'ar in it to rise, and now you added more, it's only going to get sour, it's only going to spoil. Okay, so when that second portion of sa'ar fell in, which was the iser of the truma or the kliya kerem, so that was poigim me'ikara. From the moment that you put it in, Rabbi said, I don't need it. It's already done. We rose. The is done. No. He threw it in. Guess what happens now? It's poigim me'ikara, machloikis in the Mishnah, Mesechtes Orla. V'hocha, the poigim me'ikara, who pligi? Says Rabbi Amram, the Heilige Rabbi Yochanan has a mekoyer from this Mishnah. Amrav Zeira, says Rabbi Zeira, I respectfully disagree, Rabbi Amram. Why? Shani Isa Hoyler Uyelechamea Ba Kama Isois Acheirois. What does that mean? So Rashi explains. You're right. Vis-a-vis the tam, the taste of this Isa, and ultimately the taste of the chalois or the cake that you're baking from this Isa, Rabbeisai, it'll never be the same. It's gonna be sour. It's gonna be. I'm not going to want to eat it. I'm not going to give it to my guests. Otherwise, my guests will never come a second time if that's the type of food you're going to serve them. So you're right. On the one hand, it's loisim tam lefgam. On the other hand, says our Gemara, and explains Rashi, by putting in the additional sa'ar, now you've converted this isa from just plain, regular dough, so that it itself gets now the status of sa'ar, of sourdough. And what I can do is I can now convert this Isa, instead of making it into one nice, beautiful challah, I'm going to go and take Isa, I'm going to divide it up into three or four sections, and now use that to be mechamea as sourdough in other doughs. So that being the case, on the one hand, although it's noisim tam livgam, on the other hand, but it is mashbiach in another sense. Not to give tam, but it is constructive. This falling in of the additional sa'ar was not total destructive, total pagam. Because on the other hand, it's also constructive, because I can use now this isa to be mechamea. That means to be machmit three or four or five other isas. Ooh. So therefore, it's not a total loss, a total pagam. On the one side of the coin, it's saying takapoyim. On the other side of the coin, it's mashbiach. Those is the machlekes between a mayor and Reb Shimon in this Mishnah. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the poigim ikar. Shelley, you want to say something?
Yes, so if you can use that.
Yes.
For other bread, okay, then you don't need the dough.
Aha, you don't need the dough. You mean this type of dough? Good, excellent, very good. Shkoyach. So now if you take a quick look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amid, you see Rashi, Ru'uya l'chameya bo kam isois acherois. Says Rashi, shel truma, they'll have the din of truma kloya kerem, because of the fact that you're going to spread the wealth from this isa into other isois. Hilkoch, chimut tiyois midai. This overabundant chimut of the leavening process, of the rising, there's no question the Gabi eating this dough says gefährlich. It does not have a good taste. It's poigim. Now notice there's a base here of the Bach, and he says le'inyan achilas isa, eating this isa no good. Zu abba, but nevertheless shevachu, continuing on the Rashi, shevachu le'inyan chimua isois achirois. So we have over here a mixed batch, Rabbi Sai. This Isa, now that double Sa'or has fallen in, on the one hand, is geferlich, nobody is going to want to eat from it, it's nois and tam lefgam, but it's not a total loss that you throw it in the waste bin or in the rubbish basket, but what would you do with it? You'd set it aside so that later, today, tomorrow, when you're going to make new Isais, you're going to cut portions from this pre-existing Isa, and you're going to see it's going to work like miracles. You won't have to buy any more sourdough for the next 3 or 4 chalice or cakes that you are baking. Ah, so since it's both poigim on the one hand, mashbiach on the other hand, that's machlokes. And therefore says the Gemara, says Rab Zeira to Rab Amram, with all due respect, you have no mekoyer for the halacha of Rab Yochanan, that the machlokes is the gabi poigim me'ikar. So says Rab Amram, fine. I'm sorry, yes.
You cannot use the isa if it's cooked. I thought it was cooked into bread and then more isa fell into it.
When you say cooked, you probably mean baked. Once
yeah,
no problem. Once you put it in the oven, you're 100% right. The whole discussion of the Gemara is that he didn't put into the oven. He put in one sa'ar and then a second sa'ar, and he didn't put into the oven yet. And now he realizes, oy vai vai, I put in too much sa'ar. No problem. Don't bake it. Go and put it in the refrigerator, and then cut it into 3 or 4 or 5 different segments, and you'll use these segments for your next Isa to be Machmit, a forthcoming Isa that you'll make later today, or tomorrow, or whatever. Yeah, it's good?
So there's just a general rule that if something is not mutter, if it makes it worse, whether it's Truma or Yayin Nesef, that's the general rule that it's mutter, if it makes it worse.
You're asking, according to the mayor, this din of nois and tam levgam being mutter, remember, is only a bidyevet. It's not a lichat chilin. If you have a chulent and you have essig, you have vinegar, and you want to put the vinegar of yayin nesach or truma into the chulent, you're not allowed to do that, Rabbi Yisai, because the whole discussion is once it fell into the chulin, and now it was nois and tam levgam, are you allowed to eat the chulin b'diavad or not? But certainly not lechatchila. Let's take a much more practical case. The practical case is you have at home, I'm sure, different sets of milcha gekelim and fleisha gekelim. What happens if by accident you used a milcha gepat to go and cook chulin, and then afterwards you say to yourself, what did I do? Basar b'cholav. Oy, it's treif, it's no good. If this kli was not used that day, it was only used the prior day, so then any bliois inside the kli would be nois and tam livgam, says Rameir. Avada, don't do it. Avada l'chetchila, you're not allowed to go and cook a milchiga thing in a fleshiga pot, or a fleshiga thing in a milchiga pot. Avada, chas v'sholem. If you did it, however, it's nois and tam, and you do not use that pot the same day. You only use it a day before, a week before. Nois and tam of gam, b'diavad, it's mutter. Masha Enkin, Reb Shimon says, I'm sorry, that's Reb Shimon, and that's how we pass it. Reb Meir says, no, even nois and tam of gam is also even b'diavad. So again, all of these things are talking b'diavad. The chachil avada, anything has to do with iser, stay away from it. That's the reason why we kashu olakim. Why can't you? What happens if on Pesach, by accident, you use the chametz sticker kli? Oi! But I didn't use this kli for the last week or for the last month. It's nois and tam lev gam, but yevet it would be mutter. But if adalich et chali, you have to kashu your kelim. You're not allowed to go and use the chametz sticker kli for Pesach. Pesach, by the way, is a little bit more chomer because there the isurim right. Are not the nois and tam, but seem the mashu. Anyway, if you have a practical shaila halacha, please ask a competent Orthodox rabbi. So getting back to our Gemara Toshima, we're now four lines from the bottom of the Yomid. We're trying to find a Makoyer to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Machloik is between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon is by Noisin Tam Livgam. It's Toshima. Now we have a Bryce that has here three or four different Talochas. And in fact, the Gemara in the Yomid Beis is going to separate them, Reisha, Mitziyasa, Seifa, as we'll see. So we start off with similar to the case before, except here it's talking about that they fell in simultaneously. The cook, chef, put in both Sa'ar of Truma and Chulin at the same time. They fell into Bezecha. Both of them had the koyach to be machmitz on their own. In other words, there was a sufficient quantity of each one. I didn't need the second one. Each one was sufficient. And they both worked, and in fact, it was machmet. But because you put in a double portion, not only initially it was mashbiach, in other words, as soon as you put in the two quantities of sa'ar of truma and chulin, you wait now 10 minutes, half an hour, whatever it is, until the challah, the bread, is going to rise. They did a great job, mashbiach. But since they were still there, a half an hour later, the whole dough has turned sour. So that's a classic case, l'choira of ishbiach, for l'psoif pogam. What's the din in the braisa? V'chimtzu, the two of them were machmetz. Osir says, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon is mat. That was case number one. Case number two is novashel truma tchila. First the truma fell in, and the truma did a great job. It was rising to the occasion, beautiful. And then, although the Brisa doesn't tell us, but since it says Nafshim Truma Tchilim, subsequent to that, Sa'oir of Chulim fell in. Divriya Kol Osir, everybody would agree that that's Osir. Why was it Osir? Because the Truma was the first thing that came in. It was Mashbiach, even though afterwards, Lubsoif Pogam, Divriya Kol Osir. We'll have to understand what's the difference between the first case and the second case. We'll see Mitchum on the Amid base. Next case. That's the case that we recited earlier. Just we had this earlier, that was part of that Mishnah. This is now part of the Braisa, but it's the same case. That what happens? First you have the Chulin. The Chulin was Kedei Lahachmet. It was doing a great job. Now the Truma falls in. It's also Reb Shimon Matir. Now this final case that we brought now, what is that a case of? Why is it Pogam Meikara? Because the assumption is we had enough Sa'ar to go and make it already Machmit, right? Nofek Shel Chulin. Did a great job. And only after that fell in the Truma. So now when the Truma falls in, who needs that Truma to fall in? It's already great. So L'choira, it's a case of Pogam Meikara. And I have a Machloikis between Remei Reb Shimon. So the choira, I have the makoyer of Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara immediately is docha the raya and says, Rabbi Yid, were you listening 5 minutes ago? When we brought the Mishnah, we already brought that raya. And what did Reb Zeira answer? Go up 5-6 lines. Reb Zeira shani isa hoylur uyilachameya bakame isa isacheirois. You're right, vis-a-vis eating this isa, if you were to bake it into a challah, it would be gefährlich. Gefährlich means it would have a terrible taste. In one respect, you're right. It's nois and tam levgam. But in the other respect, what I can do is, let's not make a challah from it. Let's put it in the freezer or the refrigerator. And then later on, when I'm going to go and make another isa, I'm going to cut it into slices and take a piece off, and I'm going to put it into another, and then it's going to be so gishmak. So that's where the machloikis is. Give the same teretz kid Reb Zeira, that what? Even though on the one hand it's nois and tamal of gam, but on the other hand it also has a very positive effect that I can use it for other isais in the future. Fine. Toshimami Sefer. Let me bring you another raya from the same brisa, and now we're going to bring yet another case. As you can see, the brisa is full of cases. Until now we spoke about the sa'ar, and now we changed a character a little bit to yayin. A yayin shenofel l'toich adashim. We brought this earlier on in the Amud Aleph. Wine that falls into lentils. V'chaim shenofel l'toich greisin, and esig, vinegar that falls into greisin, into beans, it's asr. Rib Shimon matir. Oh, now when the chaimitz falls into the greisin, v'ahachanami depogami ikara, as soon as it falls into the greisin, into the beans, it's gefer l'chupligi. So I have l'choira araya, the makoir of Reb Yoicheron, that the machlokes is the gabi poigim mei kara. V'chiteima, you're going to say, nah, that's not araya. Don't you remember the Gemara on the Amud Aleph, hachanami kidishonu lei ula l'Reb Chaga? Don't you remember that Ula said to Reb Chaga, Chaga, you don't understand pshat in the brayso, and you're asking kashis. It's not talking about a pogim mei kara case. It's talking about that when the chaimitz fell in, it fell into cold beans. Initially, it was mashbiachit. After that, virsichoy, then you warmed it up, and then it came bad. Ah, so you're maybe going to say the same shot as Ula said to Reb Chaga, kishbiach lepsoi pogam. And therefore, you're going to go and tell me that's where the machloikis is, and not by pogam meikara. Umi pligi kishbiach lepsoi pogam. You're telling me that that's the pshat in the case of the choymis of toich grisin, hishbeach l'sepag, and that's the machloikis. Voktani, let's go back to the second case of the praisa that we had on the Amud Aleph, that nofal shel truma tchila. If the sa'oir of the truma fell in first, subsequently you had that the sa'oir of chulin fell in, so that is a classic case of hishbeach, that the Sa'or of Truma initially did a great job, but when the Chulin fell in, the combination of the two caused it to go sour. So that's Yishbiach v'lepsoif pogam. And there it says, the Rekoil Asur. Everybody agrees that it's Asur. So that you cannot say Pshat now in this final case of the Yayin that fell into Adashim and the Choymitz that fell into Grisim, that originally it was cold and it was Mashbiach, and Lepsoif it was Hirsichu and then it became pogam, and say that that's the machloikis, because I see by the middle case of Novishal Truma Tchila that everybody holds that it's asur. And therefore, by the process of elimination, Elalav, this final case, Taka, of the Choymish and Novishal Truma Tchila, must be talking about that the Grisim were already hot from the outset. In other words, a Haisa Yishmakit Chulin. And now the Choymish of Isser falls into it. What does it say in the Brais? It's a machloikis. Elav shma mina, pogami kora machloikish shma mina, that the machloikis is taka, not in the case of ishbiach lepsoi pogam, the machloikis is talking about pogami ikara machloikis. It's taka rayat, a makoir of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the amoira, now can pin his hat, hang his hat on this braisa, machloikis tanoim, of the final case of the choymitz falling into greisin, where it's talking about that the greisim were hot, it was haisid cholent, the choymitz was poigim meikara, says Reb Meir, sorry fellows, it's osur, because even poigim meikara is osur. Reb Shimon says, no, if it's nois and tamlef gam meikara, it's mutter. With this we have concluded the raya to Reb Yoichanan. But since we started off with this braisa, and you saw the braisa had a number of different cases, the Gemara wants to try to see how all the cases work together so that there is no inconsistency. So to my honey Tlosa Bobby Diktoni Lomali, what do I need all the different cases here in this price? Now, what are the three different cases? There are really four cases altogether, but we're not going to talk about the Yayin case. We're only going to talk about the first three, the Soirim cases. So now, even Rashi felt that it was necessary to remind us of what the three cases are, instead of having to turn back each time. If you look at the Rashi starting on the third line, Tlasabavi. Tlasabavi means three cases. First case is Reisha, Heicha Denoflu Ke'achas. Both Truma and Chulin fell in at the same time, the Basachas. Bashmein in the Brisa says Plukta. Mitziyasa, the second case was Nofa Shel Truma Tchela. First the Truma fell in, and subsequently the Chulin fell in. What's above it to say for the third one? Yain Shenofel Etoichadashim that we just spoke about. Aha. Suzokimar, Bishloim Bababa de Seifa, Kamash Malan, Bepoyim Meikara Machloikis. The final case of the wine falling into the Adashim and the Choymitz falling into the Greisim, that's the case that we just brought now, Shmamina Bepoyim Meikara Machloikis. Oh, Kamash Malan, that's the reason why it was incorporated in this price to tell us, Poyim Meikara Machloikis. Fine. Mitziyasa is the case where the Truma fell in first, and after that the Chulin. That's a case of when the initial Truma fell in, since it was number one into the Isa, it was Majbiach the Isa. But when the Chulin fell in, the combination of the Truma and the Chulin, Hatzis Kali Gemach. Kali Gemach means it started off Lishvach, and now unfortunately it's Pogam. So that's the case of Mitziyasa, Hishbiach, Velpsoif Pogam, with Diviyah Koylasa. That's what the Braisa said, Diviyah Koylasa. What do I need the first case of the Reisha? What was the first case where both the Truma and the Chulin fell in together? In the Sefer. Sefer, remember, was the third case. What was the third case? Where you had the Choymitz falling into the Grisim. There was no Shevach whatsoever. Gunish Keshvach, as soon as the Esig, as the Choymitz fell into this hot pot of chulent, gefährlich, people ran away. They, not only they're not going to eat it, they don't even want to smell the chulent because of the vinegary scent or aroma or stench, depending on how you look at it, that is emanating from this chulent. So, Malach Sefer Lekamashbach Klal Asir Rabbanan, that's the case of the Pogam Meikara, the Rabbanan hold it, it's Asir. Reisha Dekamashbach Meimim. In the Reisha, where it was Mashbiach, where originally the Seor Shel Truma did a great job in causing this Isa to rise to the occasion. The Chamad and Avada, Miboya, does the Brice have to tell us, according to Rabbanan, that it's Asur? Of course it's Asur. It was Shevach Meikaroi. Only later on did it become Pogam. So, Timara, you're absolutely right. According to Reb Meir, according to Rabbanan, there is no additional Chiddush. The Chiddush is according to Reb Shimon. Rabbi Reishel, Reb Shimon, it's Trich. What's the right? What's the Chiddush of Reb Shimon? Rabbanan is saying to Reb Shimon, Isa zu reuya lahachmet b'shtei sho'ois. This Isa, under normal circumstances, if you put in sa'or, the normal standard quantity of sourdough, within 2 hours, the Isa would rise. However, miraculously, since both Truma and Chulin went in simultaneously, you had a double quantity. How come it only took 1 hour instead of 2 hours? Can you believe it? In 1 hour it already rose, because you put in the double quantity. And then, of course, parenthetically, if you let it stand for another hour, after that you said, ah, it's so sour, I put in too much siar. But at least initially it was Mashbiach. Zog l'rabbanan. Madach in the case of Halki Kamli Rabban Reb Shimon. Isa Zura Uyel Hachvet Vishnei Shoyes. Under normal circumstances, it would take 2 hours. Migor Moshe Tachvet Shoy Achas. How come it went so quickly in 1 hour? It was because of the Isser, the Truma, or the Kloy HaKerem together with the Chulin. And therefore, Avad and Avad, it should be also because it was Majbiach. Reb Shimon, why did Reb Shimon say Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach? You're 100% right. When there was the initial Shevach, it was a combination not only of the Chulin, but also the Truma. You're 100% right. If you could stop the picture there, Avad is nois and tam l'shvach, it's awesome. Why do I, Reb Shimon, hold that it's mutter? Because just like it was the tziruf of the two, both the Isser and Heter that made it Shevach, it was the Isser and the Heter that made it bad. Because since you had this double quantity of the Sa'ar, now it's Pogum. That's why Reb Shimon says, it's mutter. So the chiddush of the braisa is not a liba derabbanan. The chiddush is a liba derab Shimon. That not only in the case of pogam meyikaroi is mutter, says Reb Shimon, but even if it was ishbiach meyikaroi, flip soif nifgam, also then, says Reb Shimon, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Frank Timar, Reb Shimon, litztarif heter vi isser bahadi adodi velitzer. One, we say, according to Reb Shimon, that the heter should be mitztarif to the isser, because after all, the isser on its own would not have made this pogam. It was only together with the heter. So let's say the heter, the iser, should come together and it should both become make it aser. Says Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, letamei di omar, afil iser, the iser nami loy mitztarfi. You're asking me that heter should mitztarf iser. For those of you that are wondering, why do I have such a svar of heter mitztarfi iser, as we have in other Gemaras, and presumably we're going to have later on in our Gemara, because one of the makoyrais that we learn by the din of Isser and Heter is from Nuzir, and thereby Nuzir is talking about Mishras Anovim. Mishras Anovim means like the Yidin and the Haim, when they would go and eat Tikkun or Kiddush and Shabbos, they would go and take the sponge cake and they would dip it into the Yash, into the whiskey, into the that they drank. So that was, you know, mixing together the solid into the liquid that they would put it in. So you see, you're not allowed to eat the mishras anovim. There, of course, you're drinking grape juice, you're drinking wine. What's the chiddush of mishras anovim? From Sechtes Nuzer, we learned that it had to mitzvah of the isra, that you can combine the shear of the bread or of the challah or of the sponge cake that you're putting into the bromfin and mitzvah of them together. It's the same thing over here. Why, Reb Shimon, why don't you hold that heter is mitzvah for Isser, and for the Gemara, because Reb Shimon is the other way around. Punk fakert, he holds even Isser the Isser loy mitzvahfi. Did not. Ha'orlim kloy akerim mitzvahfin. If you have orlim kloy akerim together, they are mitzvahf. What does that mean that they are mitzvahf? What happens if you have a wonderful, delicious chulent? Doesn't have to be chulent. It could be that you have a delicious chicken soup. And what fell into it? Ashtikel orlim et ashtikel kloy akerim. Each one on its own was so small, it would be bottled in the chulent or in the chicken soup. But the two together, unfortunately, are too big, and they are mitzvah. Now you're probably thinking to yourself, what's the shear of Orlin Kloya Kerem? 1/60th, which is the normal noisin tam shear of 1/60th. Rashi reminds us that Orlin Kloya Kerem are different. There's a shear of Messiah. You're wondering, where do these shiurim come from? So we learn back in Maseches Pesachim that all shiurim are halacha l'moishe mi-sinai. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah shir of a kezayis, a shir of kebeya, a shir of revias, a shir of a 60th, a shir of 100, a shir of 200. Also halacha l'moishe mi-sinai, we learn it from the pusik that we learned a couple of weeks ago. Eretz chitas o'yir gefen teina barima in Eretz zeishem nudvash. The Gemara learns from each one of them shiurim, but the Gemara says they're only asmachtis. The ikr is halacha l'moishe mi-sinai. So by Orlin Kloya Kerem, the shear is the Messiah. So what happens if there's such a small piece of Orla, there's more than 200 parts of chulent or of soup to go and the mevatel the shear Orla? But the Orlin Kloya Kerem together, unfortunately, are so large that you don't have 200 against them. Says the Tana Kama, the mitzvah, and your chulent or your chicken soup is osur, you're not allowed to eat it. You look at each one bazunda. Bazunda means each one separately. And therefore, if the chulent can mevatel the orla, because the orla is so small, and it can mevatel the kloya kerem because it's so small, you don't combine them together to go and say that it's osur. Says Reb Shimon, it's much. As the Gemara, ma the Reb Shimon holds that zwei isirim, two isirs are not mitzvah. Al agaz kama v'kama, that an iser mit a heter are not mitzvah.
Didn't we have a machlokas a few years ago with Yoav and Abaye about this?
About what?
About the shame and the min.
That was talking. Yeah, you're talking there over there. That was min de minoi. Here, assume we're not talking about min de minoi. The orla was an orla of grapes. The kloya kerem was kloya kerem of ichvais, or kloya kerem is more mistaver of grapes. The Orla was Orla of wheat.
Rimoinim.
Oh, very good. Rimoinim. Zaysim. Ta'enim. Tamorim. Two different minims, not min b'minoi. And the chones are certainly not the min b'minoi. So therefore, you don't have a din of min b'minoi. We're talking about min b'she'enim minoi in all of these cases. And now we're going to talk about another case. For those of you that are not fond of mice or rats, unfortunately, that's what the Gemara is going to talk about right now. Ahu achbara, the nofa lechavita de shechra, and achbar. Achbar is one of the shmoina shrotzim. We normally define an achbar as a mouse or as a rat. Either way, it's one of the shmoina shrotzim. Shmoina shrotzim, as you know, have two dinim. Din number one, you're not allowed to eat them. But number two, they're also cause a person to become tameh if it's a dead mouse or a dead rat. They're eight minim altogether. We don't know the real definitions of any of them. Unfortunately, we've lost the Masoida over the generations. But generally, people talk about the achbar as being a mouse or a rat. Anyway, what happened to it? How achbar denofa lechavita deshichra. I had a chavius, a barrel full of shecher of beer. And guess what happened? An achbar fell into the beer. Yai, vai, 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 vai. Are we allowed to go and drink now from this beer? Obviously, you're not allowed to eat the achbar. Take the achbar and throw it away. Question is,
you want to drink. It's all desperate to drink. They'll drink things that you can tell without.
Exactly right. They'll just have to grin and bear it. Right? We're talking about beer. Come on, Shelley. I was waiting for that comment. Anyway, so the question, of course, is it bearable or not to be able to drink it? So the achbar that falls into the sheikhar, the Gemara assumes at this moment, clearly is noisin tam livgam. That's what the Gemara assumes. You'll see at the bottom of the Yomah that's not a universal assumption. But that's what the Gemara holds initially. It's noisin tam livgam. Okay, so what happens now? They brought this barrel of sheikhar, or they brought the shayla to Rav. Asre Rav lahu sheikhar. Rav says, don't even think of drinking from that sheikhar. Not for nutritious reasons, because it's asr because of that achbar. It has a din of isur of one of the shmoyni shiratzim falling into the sheikhar. We're not talking about tumah here. We're only talking about eating and drinking. We're not talking about tumah yet. We're going to talk about tumah shortly. But in the meantime, we're just talking about isur behetur. As you know, the shmoyni shiratzim ataka metame, but they're all to asr to eat, just like you're not allowed to eat chazir and gomol. You're not allowed to eat any of the shmoyni shiratzim. So Rav said, don't drink from this sheikh. Amru Rabban and Kamed Rav Sheshis. They repeated this halach in the name of Rav in front of Rav Sheshis. And they said to Rav Sheshis, L'choira, Rav holds like Remeir. Neime Kasova, Noisin Tam Levgam is Osur. Doesn't everybody agree that an achbar gives a bad taste to the sheikhar? And so therefore, Avad, it should be Osur. If you hold Noisin Tam Levgam is Osur. But according to Rav Shimon, according to us, the whole Noisin Tam Levgam is Mutter. It should be mutter. You may not want to drink it because it stinks. True. But lemaisa, it's mutter if it falls in. Omer of Sheishis, net nishkarai. Ba'al mechsober of Rav, loitadam of Gam is mutter. Could hold, he holds like us, like Reb Shimon. It's mutter. Here is special. Baruch a chidishu. What's a chidish? Dominus mois, ubedili inchiminei. People that see rats, they see mice. The first thing is, they run away from it. Think of a water bug, right? Anybody that sees a water bug, the first thing you want to do is kill it or you want to leave. Because you can't stand in its taleramas. You see a huge cockroach. Same thing is, nimis mois b'dili in shemine. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, says Rav Sheshis, why did the Torah have to go and answer it? Any logical, intelligent person would never get close to a rat. I'm going to eat rats? Putting aside the iser, just because it's mois, it's an abomination, it's repugnant. And nevertheless, the Torah says it's usur to eat. Hilkach, this is an exception to the rule. It could be that Rav holds kol haTorah kila. No yisim tam levgam is mutter, because Rav passes like Reb Shimon. In this case, chidishu noisim tam levgam nami osu.
Is that the maisa?
Is that the maisa? What is
the maisa?
The maisa, the mouser,
the mouse.
The mouse. Okay, beautiful. Shkoyach. Amrulay Rabbanan Rav Sheshes. Rabbanan said to Rav Sheshes, Elamayata, according to your svara, that there's a chidushu, the tame lach the yovish. It should be metame. Until now we spoke about Isser, but now we go over to Tumah for a moment, and it should be metame, not only if it's a fresh, moist, dead mouse, but even if it's already dried out. This mouse has been lying there in the street for a week. It has been very sunny. There's been no rainwater. And now you just see this dry mouse. Since we're talking about a chiddush, l'choira, it should be metama sailach v'yavish. Allah Matanan, why do we learn the Mishnah? Mishnah Masechtas Nida, metamin lachin v'ein metamin yaveshin. That when it comes to one of these shmoinish shiratzim, they're only metama when they are lach, when they're still moist. If they're totally dry, they're not metame. If it's a chiddush yishechad shetoyra, why don't you say that yavish is also metame? So k'timar dusa nishka shtar kakasha, because the same Mishnah says the kabi shichva zera, v'litamech shichva zera, t'tame lach v'yavish. Why don't you say the same thing over there too? That shichva zera should also metame b'yavish. Allah mitnan, metamen lachen v'ein metamen yaveshin. That when it comes to shichva zera, to carry, it's also only metame lach and not metame yavish. And Rashi says that when it comes to shichva zera, it's also considered to be ma'us ubedili inchi mimagoi. If a person knows that this liquid on the bed, on the towel, on the floor, or wherever, happens to be shichva zera, a person would consider it to be repugnant. A person would not want to go and touch it. He'd rather want somebody to clean it away. But nevertheless, we say that it's metami only lach and not yavesh. So why take it? Since by Sheikh Vazerdich, the Torah is Machadish, even though Bedili in Sheminei, that it's Metame, so why isn't it Metame Lach V'Yavish? I'll tell you why. Well, there's Xavier Sakasif. Ishki Seitzim Imenu Sheikh Vazera or Amarachmana. What's the Lashon of Sheikh Vazera? Let it just go and say Zera, what's the Sheikh Vazera? But Uyel Lahazriya, it's got to be the type of Sheikh Vazera that is potent, that can be Mazriya, a woman, and make her pregnant. That's, of course, only if it happens to be lach. Once it's yavesh, if you were to go and insert it into a woman's womb, medically, scientifically, it's not going to work. It's got to be moist. Ah, so just like the Torah said, it's true, shichva zera is moist on its own. I don't need to go and make a tamei. The reason why I'm making a tamei is a chiddush. So why don't I go and say that yavesh is also tamei? Because it's got to be real as real. Halchanami, the same thing when you're talking about the Shmoyne Shiratzim. It's a b'chol ha-shi'ipol ola mehem de moisam yitma da'ash digmar amrachmana ki en moisam. That it has to be when it's still similar to the moment of death of these achborim, these Shmoyne Shiratzim. Just like at the moment of death, the animal, this rodent, was moist. Same too, it only is matame when it's moist. A day later or a week later, when it's totally dry, it's no longer metame. So bottom line is, we have now defended Rav Sheshes' explanation of Rav. So konzain that Rav holds kola, toira, kula, nois and tam levgam is mutter. Only by an achbar is an exception to the rule, because the Torah says that even though mimis mois v'dili in sheminei, Torah was said that it's osur. Muzdach zain that the Torah is telling us, even though it's nois and tam of gam, it's awesome. Frekti mar maskele Rav Simi ben Adar, is that true? Umi mois? Bali oila shulchan shemalachim. If you saw a recent menu of the French prime minister honoring the English prime minister at a royal feast, you'd have a menu written in French, which I wouldn't understand. But when it comes to the main dish, it would go and say, Havalamus. M-O-U-S-E, you would think that that means that it's some sort of mousse like you have for dessert, and then you find that they have this beautiful large mouse or large rat that they're going to go and shecht there on the table as if it was roast beef, and they're going to go and serve it. So you see that it's not so moist. Even the malach and the royalty eat from these mice. Can you imagine? So it's not noisim tam levgam. It's noisim tam leshvach. It's a choshva food. Amr Rav Simi ben Adar, Mister, don't confuse your mice and your rats. Loi kasha, habid the dabra, habid the mosa. if you're talking about the masa, that means the rats that you have running around in the street all over, despite the promises of all the mayors and all the rat, all the rest of it, those are for sure moist. When you cross the street and you see these rats running by, first thing you want to do is go on the other side of the street. It's moist. Here we're talking about the dabra. What's the dabra? Look at the last Rashi. Rashi has a French term, escorl, which, guess what, in English is almost the same, squirrel. Squirrel are very graceful. Do you see the squirrels, the way they run up and down the trees and stuff like that? Now, me and you, I wouldn't eat a squirrel, even if it was kosher. But apparently, if you call it escorl, and you're going to mix it with dil amamacha, whatever, some fancy French term, oh, that's already oil al shulchan shemalachim. But your regular achbar is not oil al shulchan shemalachim. If anything, it's running underneath the table, not on top of the table, trying to grab some scraps of food to eat. Anyway, so that kasha mishka kasha. Amar Rava. So Rava now decides. We had so much discussion about this halacha, the halacha of noisim tam levgam. Hilchas of noisim tam levgam is mutter. The achra b'shichra lo yidana my time of the Rav. I don't understand the svara of Rav, why he says it's osur. L'chol should be mutter. Now, we already had one svara of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, since the Torah was machadish, even though mimis, nimis, b'dili in sheminei, the Torah still asked it, in noisim tam levgam is osur. In this lone case. But apparently, Rav had not heard of this Rav Sheshes, or he disagreed, and he gave two different reasons. Because he holds like the mayor, and we do not follow his opinion. Or maybe the reason is mishum the kasavar, loisim tam levgam is mutter. So why over here it's aser? The achbar b'shichra shbuchshem mishbach. Maybe even though an achbar on its own tak is nishgut, if you add achbar to sheichar, it's mashbiach the sheichar. It makes the beer more gishmak. For those of you that don't believe that, try it out at home. Go and buy a bottle of beer. Go and try to find a dead rat or dead mouse somewhere. Put one into the other. Leave it there for a few minutes. Then afterwards, don't drink it yourself. Ask a goy to drink from it and see whether he licks his lips and says, "Oh, I haven't had such a beer in a long time." Or if he says, "Ooh, what did you give me? You're trying to poison me, you Jew." And then he'll say you a couple of anti-Semitic slurs. Anyway, bottom line is, says Rav, I don't understand, I don't know the svara of Rav, why he asked it, either because Noisim Tam Levgam is also, we don't pass him that way, or he holds that it's not Noisim Tam Levgam, it's Noisim Tam Leshvach. Now, until now, we spoke about an achbar falling into beer. You're probably wondering what happens when achbar falls into vinegar. That's the next Gemara Mi'achim, which we'll start off with tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. A good chodesh, everyone. Stay tuned for further Achbar stories. Be well, everyone. Chodesh Tov. Again, Chodesh to one and all. Zayi Ben Zaki Zin Kol Tov.